'Tis the season, just not for the holiday office party. I'm Tom Scheinen. Welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we talk with a Wichita artist who uses a random drawing technique to better shape the world around him.
We're living in chaos, and this whole series for me was a way to make sense of the chaos, to order the chaos in my own small way.
But first, 2020 is thankfully coming to a close. But before it leaves, it's making a mess of one more tradition, the holiday office party. A national survey says nearly 80% of companies held a Christmas party in 2019. This year, that's expected to be down to about 20%, and most of those will be virtual. Crystal McDonald is co-owner of Exclusive Events in Wichita, which offers event planning and staffing. She says in 2019, the last 3 months of the year were her busiest, with holiday parties driving much of her business.
We were just jam-packed even during the week. We had weeknight events. We couldn't even keep up. We had 8, 9, 10 events on the weekends. It was just nonstop crazy. And my calendar is very clear these days.
McDonald estimates 80 to 90% of her holiday party business has dried up. And she understands why, given the way the pandemic has changed how employees work.
They're still working from home, or they're still like virtual, you know, half and half. Some are going to the office, but if they aren't needed, then some aren't. So why get everyone together and risk it?
One of the companies that canceled its holiday party is the law firm Folston Siefkin. Last year, it had a luncheon for more than 100 employees at the Wichita Country Club. Cindy Haig, the company's director of administration, says employees are disappointed by the decision, but they know it makes sense.
I was a part of a meeting about a departmental party that was not going to happen. I mean, that was part of the meeting. It was just an announcement, and it was in a Teams meeting, and so you can chat, and we saw some, you know, sad emojis and that sort of thing. But I also think people understand, and while they're going to miss it too, many of them would not be comfortable with it.
Ashley Moore owns Events and Design by Ashley, the collective. She's also seen her holiday party business turn into a lump of coal. But she says it's still possible for companies to celebrate the holidays and let their employees know they're appreciated.
We've tried to encourage people to think outside the box with that and not feel as though the party is the only way to do that. So, like I said, a secret Santa or making special deliveries on porches, things like that, that they can do in lieu of that celebration.
Cindy Haig says Folston Siefkin has talked about some alternatives to the holiday party, but it hasn't found one it likes. But it's not letting the disappointment of 2020 prevent it from looking ahead.
We've already booked our 2021. Yes, we're hoping. it depends on what you read, but truly hoping that we're able to do that particular event and our other events that we have in the holiday season next year.
For more on alternatives to the traditional holiday office party, go to KMUW.org. It's First Friday, and that means it's time to talk about the arts, along with cooking, chaos, and mythology. Wichita artist Patrick DuGaw's upcoming show puts a modern twist on an ancient tale. KMUW's Torn Anderson caught up with DuGaw to talk about how his detailed drawings often start with just five simple lines.
DuGaw starts off his drawings the same way he approaches cooking, taking inspiration from limitation.
There's a dish called Tooski in Canada. A Tooski is something where you open the fridge and you see what you have. And whatever you have, you make something from that. So you're limited to what is in the fridge. And to me, that is my favorite way of cooking.
Degas' mother gave him a similar method for drawing. 5 lines are applied randomly to the page. That's the starting point, and it's then up to the artist to take it from there.
My mother used to do the lines for me, but since I was alone, I would just use my left hand and close my eyes, and I would just draw them sort of blindly. Basically, my whole upcoming show is based on images that were produced using this 5-line method. For some reason, when I did this method years and years ago, the idea of a blank page just stymies me.
While many would not welcome this level of randomness or chaos, Degas chooses to make sense of it all.
And I feel like today we're living in chaos, and this whole series for me was a way to make sense of the chaos, to order the chaos in my own small way. Eventually, these drawings sort of became a narrative. It's very mythologically based, animal-human hybrids, very figural.
Contemporary tragedies, inequalities, and struggles are addressed in this work based on the 12 labors of Hercules. Instead of slain beasts, golden apples, or girdles, Degas references the Me Too movement, gender inequality, and white privilege, among many other difficult topics.
My labor for this project was not only to use the random 5 lines, but it had to be somewhat figural. It had to have the same sort of animal-human hybrid in each one, and also have something to do with what's happening today. So this series I'm calling the Trials of the Golden Rat. I don't think it takes much imagination to figure out who the rat is.
That was KMUW's Torn Anderson. The opening of the Trials of the Golden Rat will be live streamed today on Facebook. We've got links to Degas' work and the live event at KMUW.org. And one last thing. You've heard plenty about the election this week, so instead, let's take a moment to look forward. Veterans Day is Wednesday, November 11th, where we remember those who've served our country. More than 41 million men and women have served in the military since our nation was founded. The first veteran in my family was my grandfather, Patrick, who was drafted during World War I. An Irish immigrant, his service was rewarded with citizenship, an exchange my grandfather thought was more than fair. He also was proud when my father was drafted in the 1950s, considering it another payment to the country that became his home. To them and all veterans, I say thank you for your service. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Luann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.